Welcome back, Pods fans, to another episode of Ring the Bell Pods Talk. Nick Kreider here, joined as always by Heath Bell. We didn't have much happen over the last couple of weeks. It's kind of a boring time to be a Padres fan, right?
Yeah, during the trade deadline, you know, the Padres really haven't made any good moves. So, you know, once again, they finally didn't make any good moves.
Yeah.
But, well, bullshit. They finally, let's put it this way. I was trying to be nonchalant, but so 2 years ago, we lost out in Mookie Betts in the offseason. We were really close. The year before that, we were going to get Bryce Harper. We ended up with Machado, I think is great. But then last year, we lost out to Max Scherzer. That I think would have helped us out. Now we finally beat the Dodgers in the trade deadline, and we got Soto and Bell, Josh Bell.
Yep.
So do you like the Juan Soto deal? I'm going to play the negative guy. You talk about the positive guy, but I'll bring it into positive again. So go ahead.
Hell yeah. I like the deal. Look.
Okay. Why do you like the deal? Cause the guy's hitting 250.
Okay. Aside from him hitting 246, he's got over 20 home runs. His OPS is high. His on base percentage is high, and he's a generational talent. I mean, a guy like this does not come available hardly ever. Right.
But I will say there's some generation talent. The first couple of years, they do great, and then they fizzle off.
Yeah, but I think everyone's come to realize that Juan Soto is a little different.
Yeah, so here's – okay, so there's me being a bad guy for Juan Soto, but here's the thing. I love the trade for Juan Soto. I'll tell you what I really love the trade with the Nationals for, but first of all, Soto, when the Nationals were a good team, he was batting over 330.
He won a batting title.
So I'm projecting he was very unhappy this last year and this year, and he wasn't trying very hard. So I think with a winning team, he's going to try harder and he's going to be more into the game. And with the Padres lineup, especially if Tatis comes back in the next week to 2 weeks with Machado, with guys starting to swing the bat a little bit, Grissom hit a home run the other night, a walk-off. That was pretty awesome.
Profar's hitting like over 520 in the last like 7 or 8 games.
So what I'm loving about Soto is I think if he's happy here, that I think he is because, you know, first of all, he turned down $460 million. I don't know how you do that unless you really, really hate where you're at.
Yeah.
So me personally looking, I look at every side. I don't know if he's a generational player. He's got potential to be that, but
he is.
I'm a little wary, but here's the other aspect. When he's happy, he plays really, really well.
And guess I would what? Say he just got paired up with a friend of his since they're 15 years old, Tatis.
Exactly. So I think he's going to be very happy in San Diego. I think San Diego might even offer him.
And even the reverse, look at Tatis. He's probably happy now too. So maybe he gets to play even better.
Exactly. But I really think, okay, so this is what I think the secret of the Padres might be is Josh Bell. Yeah. I think he's going to be, it's like he's a throw-in. I don't even know how Preller came across and got him. He's third in the National League with most multiple hit games this year.
Hitting over 300. All-star.
Exactly. Well, he's hitting lefties 315 or something like that. And the righties 280, batting like 290.
It's a massive upgrade. It's a massive, massive upgrade.
So it's just one of those things that I think nobody's talking about Bell. And I mean, Bell looks great in a uniform, my Padre uniform. There was a 21 massive a couple of years ago about that. You know, he's my brother, Josh, even though we don't look alike, we're just, you know, brothers from another mother. But, I think he's a little resemblance the hero in this lineup. I really do. I think he's going to be the guy at the end of the season. Everybody's going to be talking about Soto and Bell's just going to crush.
No, I agree with you there. And you say he's a throw in, but I really think that there just wasn't a market for him. There wasn't a ton of suitors out there that were looking to add him. You could say the Astros, but they went out and got Trey Mancini. So really only left us and maybe the Brewers were a good fit, but I just don't know if there was a market. So that's why you put him in. Maybe add a couple extra prospects or maybe we add one extra prospect. I am sad to see Luke Voit go. Obviously, we know what happened. Eric Hosmer declined to go to Washington. And so instead, they said we need a first baseman. So they threw in Luke Voit. You gotta expect that Luke Voit is not happy with Eric Hosmer right now, right?
Well, yeah, probably. He's probably because a lot of Padre fans started really liking him right now. And I think Luke, he's personally, he goes from a playoff he'll never team. Probably admit it. Probably yep. never admit it, but he's like, fuck you, Eric.
Yeah. So, and he goes from a playoff team to the Washington Nationals, who are in full rebuild mode.
But you know what? Luke could, you know, have a career. He could do really well, and he could be their first baseman for a long time. You know, he was only going to be with the Padres for a year. So you never
know. He's controllable. I think he has 2 years left on this.
Yeah,
on this
but game. I'm just saying they could easily said, hey, we want to let you go, Will Myers or whatnot. We have multiple first basemen. They could have easily done something where wow. He could. I mean, trust me, he's not happy, but Washington's is a good place to play, but they're just a bad team this year.
Speaking of Will Myers, I saw a tweet yesterday and it really just like warmed up my heart that I saw this. So I guess Will Myers was like looking at the clock yesterday during trade deadline and just waiting till 3 o'clock Pacific time to roll around. And when it happened, he goes to Ryan Christensen, the bench coach. He says, look, man, I'm really excited to be here. And like, I really think that this is our time. And like, I'm so glad that, you know, I didn't get traded, basically gave him a big high five. So
yeah,
Will is the longest tenured Padre. He deserves to have every ounce of the winning that we get and all of the parades and all that and all of the everything. He deserves it all. And I'm really happy that he's still on this team, you know, playing first base. He looks great defensively. He still needs to kind of work on his offense, but I think he's a good guy to have on this team just for morale.
I personally think Will Myers would be good for DH role.
Yeah, I'm down for that too.
I think if he just hits, because the guy can hit. It's just all that other aspect, I think, plays into him not hitting. One, getting hurt, but also defense, playing outfield, throwing guys out, playing first. You know, I think he's one of those guys that takes defense to the offense.
Yep.
When he's playing good defense, he'll play good offense. But just I think he's a pure hitter. So,
yep.
You know, and so I'm happy. I'm definitely – I think all the Padre fans are happy about the – you know, Preller, the front office actually finally going out and getting offense. I've been saying all year we need to get offense. We have a closer now.
Josh
Hader. That was very surprising that Milwaukee got rid of him.
I think for him, it's kind of just like Taylor Rogers has ran its course. You know, he started to really fall off and he lost his role. And Josh Hader is a guy who's literally been dominant his entire career. And you want to go out and get the best guy that you could possibly get that's available. He's got a great postseason record as well. We did give up a lot of big pieces, but the Brewers already DFA'd Denelson Lamet. So we can go ahead and re-sign him if we want him back.
Well, I didn't even like Lamet, but that's just me. But here's injuries. The thing. The only person that you're unhappy with the trade, me, it's Mackenzie Gore.
Oh, you're talking about all the guys that we gave away?
Yeah, all the guys we got rid of.
Yeah. So
he's the only guy out of everybody that I was like, I didn't really want to get rid of him, but everybody that we got, if we had to get rid of him, because everyone we got shows everybody that we're trying to win this year,
right?
Not trying to win next year, building something. We're trying to win this year.
I think next year too, because I think all the guys that we got besides Josh Bell are with us next year as well. Hader's also with us next year too. He's up for arbitration, but from the guys that we got rid of, I mean, look, it hurts to see all of them go just because like we've been told that they're going to be so good. The one that really had been growing on me was James Wood. I'm not sure how much you've heard of him, but he's been really growing a lot in people's minds as a top prospect. And I mean, he's huge. He's like 6'8" or something, 6'9", plays great defense in center field and has got power. So this guy could be the next Aaron Judge. I mean, it's early to say that, but I think a lot of people really wanted him. CJ, of course, it's hard to see him go, but like, look, we have a shortstop.
Already have Tatis.
Exactly. It's redundant at this point. We've got Kim too. Gore, it definitely hurts as well. And it looked like he was really molding into that rotation. Sad to see the kid go. But you know, it's a business. And if you want to go out and get Juan Soto, you got to give up big guys.
So personally, so Eric Hosmer, I know he's gone. And we talked a little bit about him not wanting to go to Washington. And then I don't know how we sent him to Boston, but that was a great job, us sending him to
paying
Boston.
Paying his full contract, though. We didn't shed any money.
I thought we sent like $40 million or something.
Yeah, all $44 million is what he has left on his contract.
Oh, so they're paying the whole thing. I thought we were paying part of it.
The whole thing.
Well, maybe they do need somebody in the clubhouse, and he's a great clubhouse guy, Eric. I sad to see him go, but you know, his time's over in San Diego, and I think he can help a team rebuild and get to the transition. But for us. Hey, we needed to cut ties.
It's a big upgrade for Boston. They have had dog shit first baseman for the past couple of years. So it's a big upgrade for them and opens up a spot for Josh Bell. So I'm really happy with how it went. In terms of clubhouse guys, I mean, Manny Machado is the team captain. He's the clubhouse leader.
No, definitely. And I will say this. And Machado, I think Machado and Tatis, clubhouse guys.
Even Cronenworth.
Yeah. And and here's the thing. Like, I remember the day Jake Peavy, you know, he got traded to the White Sox and the Padres tried to trade him to the White Sox. He denied it. They did it again. He denied it. And the third time finally agreed to it because his agent was like, finally, they don't want you. And I think that's what happened to Eric a little bit, but he wanted to go somewhere where he wanted. So I think they probably had a talk with him and said, okay, you don't want to go to Washington, but do we need to move you?
Yeah. Well, he wants to win. He still wants to win. I think Boston is out of a season
having
now. Boston
not going to do well this year, but has a chance. They always have a chance.
They can rebound. Yeah. I mean, they've got young guys that are promising. They need pitching. That's really what they need. But no, I'm with you. Look, as much as I rag on Eric Hosmer, you're not signing Manny Machado without him. You're not getting all these free agents to come to San Diego without him. I mean, he was the guy that started all this, right? I mean, as much as you rag on AJ Preller, yes, he did a good job here, but
no, this is the first time I'm giving him props.
Exactly.
And I'll be on record to say, AJ Preller, you actually did a good job. It's the first time in a Padre uniform or a Padre front office that you did a hell of a good job.
And I agree with you.
Keep doing good jobs like this.
Peter Seidler said in the press conference where they introduced Soto and Josh Bell, they said, I'd like to thank AJ for bringing San Diego baseball to this level that it is. Because look, we've never really seen it like this. We've never seen superstars like Tatis and Machado and Soto
all
the same
time. Tatis.
But no,
Machado was not sure, but we've never dumped that $300 million.
No, but I'm saying that this did not happen in other GM tenors.
No, I got you. Because here's
Kevin Towers didn't do it. AJ Smith.
Kevin Towers, but you had owners that did not want to spend money.
Correct.
That's what happened. Now these owners have given Preller too long of a leash, but they've given him a leash and they're willing to spend money. Yeah. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Cause I've been bugging with this question for a while. First of all, I want to say, or we can talk about after I have a question. I think the Padres now, cause somebody asked me, I think my son did. Okay, so where does this take the Padres now? And I said it takes us right at the same level as the Dodgers. It's going to be the Dodgers or Padres to get to the World Series.
Or the
it
Mets.
Really is. I think we can get past them. Snell needs to pitch a little bit better, or at least pitch as good as he's pitching. Starting pitching just needs to step it up just a tad, but I think we have the offense for them to step it up. And, you know, make one mistake, that's fine. Or I think we have the offense now that you don't have to be basically perfect every single pitch. So this offseason, so we have Soto for 2 more years. Who would you go out and get? And would you throw big money at anybody? Because I have one person that I think would be perfect for this team. And we would have sellouts, probably 80 out of 81 games per year.
Depending on how Josh Bell plays, I'd be interested in re-signing him because his contract's expiring.
No, I think he, definitely. But here's the thing.
You're talking about a new guy, right? You're talking about someone who's not already.
Talking about new guy because Joe Musgrove signed a 5-year deal.
Well, yeah,
the $100 million deal.
That I love that right there. Hometown kid, probably taking a hometown discount too. Getting to stay with the team that he grew up watching. You know, Jake Peavy's number.
Got $20 million a year. I don't think so. But anyway, still.
Oh, I think he would have got more.
Oh, probably. But here's the thing. I mean, he probably could have got 25 in the open market, but 20, 100 million. God, you're
it's nice. You're fine. No, yeah, you're living good. Living good. But I mean, it gives us a little bit more flexibility to spend. A guy that we should add. I mean, who's a free agent? I'm trying to think right now. I mean,
okay, he's not a free agent. You have to make a trade.
Oh, trade. Okay.
That's who I'm thinking of.
I want to make a guess. Is it a pitcher or a hitter?
Both.
Ohtani.
Yeah.
Well, apparently we made an offer for him. And they declined it.
Okay. So I heard. I don't know if we have enough guys to get Ohtani, but I heard, because I know some people in the Angels, they were going to say Ohtani's on the open market, but they don't want to rush into anything and they want to trade him this offseason.
What if, okay, so let's just say that whatever happens, happens this season. Yep. We win a World Series. We don't win a World Series. I don't care. Whatever happens.
Yeah.
But would you trade Juan Soto for Ohtani?
No, I wouldn't, because Juan Soto is younger but I don't think we're going to sign Juan Soto. I think we have, you know, I think you can get some prospects in 2 years if it doesn't pan out. That's
well, keep in mind, Ohtani almost signed with the Padres. It was between us and the Angels when he came over internationally. So he likes San Diego.
He thought the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim was in LA, like the West Coast, New York.
How did he not understand that?
Some people are just oblivious to certain things. Because you look at the Dodgers.
I feel like your team and your camp has to do their due diligence.
But the Mets are huge and the Yankees are huge. Angels have the best player in the game. They don't win, but they have the best player in the game.
Yep. And they're in the bottom third of fan base.
So I'm just saying, it's just one of those things that sometimes people don't look into that. And they just, you know, I mean, look at Freddie Freeman. If it's true, when he fired his agent,
that the thing Braves is
offered him something and.
Like, who would we be able to give up to get Ohtani? We just literally trade the entire farm away. Like, who's left to trade to the Angels? We probably made our best offer that we could have made. So how would we even make that happen?
I got one person that might work, but I don't want to give them up. Bob Melvin. They don't have a manager up in LA.
Yeah, they can't do that.
I'm just saying. You know, Gruden went from, the Raiders to the Tampa Bucks when they won.
Yep.
The first Super Bowl. So I'm just saying, true. But Ohtani, just think about in our lineup, if Ohtani was on our team.
Yeah, it'd be ridiculous. It's like a create a team in MLB well, we the show be, on the PlayStation.
Let me put it this way. We would basically be the Dodgers going out and just,
we'd be better than the Dodgers.
Well, no, I know. But what I'm saying is if we went out and spent some money or did whatever we could with the Angels to get Ohtani, we would have almost every single game would be a sellout.
Yeah, for sure.
Money come back would be tenfold. So, I mean, especially with our team, Tatis, Soto, Bell, Ohtani, Machado.
Darvish even on the roster next year too.
Yeah, I mean, they would just be filthy. So, I mean, here's the thing. After the trade, I'm just dreaming.
Well, let's have this discussion again. Dreams are starting to
become realities with the Padres now.
We'll have the discussion again when we have a banner hanging up next year and in the offseason, because I think that that's something that I would actually like to explore at some point. But as it stands right now, we don't have him. We do have Soto, Brandon Drury, Josh Bell, and Josh Hader. Those are the guys.
Okay, so let me ask you this: What is a win this year without winning the World Series? Do we have to win a World Series with this team to make it like, okay, this was definitely a win?
I think we got to get to the World Series. I think we have to get to the World Series for it to be a win. Because look, AJ Preller is making moves because his job is on the line. If he doesn't win within these next 2 years, I think he's out. I first thought that if he didn't win, he would be out this year. But he bought himself a little bit more time because he got the city of San Diego so excited with Soto and he pulled off this crazy deal. But I think if he does not win a World Series, or if he does not get to a World Series, he's gone in 2 years.
I think we have to beat the Dodgers in the playoffs. And I think if we beat the Dodgers in the playoffs, because we're in the same
division
as they are, we're in the World Series. But that's really what it boils down to. We have to beat the Dodgers. Doesn't matter where we end up. If we played the Dodgers in the wild card, it would never happen.
Yep.
All we have to do is just beat the Dodgers. If we can beat the Dodgers, even if we get first place and then we lose to the Dodgers in the playoffs, but we win the division, that's a win. But we have to beat the Dodgers, either the division or in the playoffs, for this season to be a win. And we could chalk it up to that we had some injuries and, you know, but we have a team for the next couple of years, really. If you look at it, we have a team for the next year or two. So we're looking really good.
The next three, this season and two after that, is the window. That's the window. If we don't get it done by then I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
Trent Grissom's got to pick it up in the outfield.
He has
been tearing it up lately, but he needs to keep it up. You know, our starting pitching, I felt like the last couple of weeks, the All-Star game, they kind of fell off a little bit. They started doing a little bit better. I think the energy, you remember when I was talking about Tatis coming back, how he just brings an excitement.
Yep.
Back, and it's kind of you get excited. Well, you get this energy that you can't describe. Well, your front office goes out and gets a player like this, but makes three huge moves. It all of a sudden makes you really excited. it makes you have, gosh, man, I have all this energy now that maybe it didn't. That's why maybe we actually won a doubleheader.
You see how the team is playing.
A doubleheader.
Yeah, I mean, you see how the team is playing lately. I mean, the day that that Soto got traded, they put up 13 runs. They smacked the Rockies. And yeah, I completely agree with that. What do you think, though, about, I mean, obviously it doesn't matter because we're getting better players, but they lost some big names in the clubhouse, right? Like, does that kind of, I guess, mess up the team chemistry a little bit? I mean, well, there's so many new faces.
A couple years ago, I would have said, okay, Mackenzie Gore was young, so he probably wasn't in the clubhouse. You know, the only person that I think in the clubhouse that was
Eric.
Was Eric. And I think
yeah, but Voit too, I think.
I think Voit was that guy that was, you know, that one guy that your friend, your buddy that says some funny stuff or wears, you know, that chest hair or those whatever.
Yeah.
You know, never wears an undershirt that you just kind of it's great to be around.
Right.
You know, but when the nitty gritty, who's going to say something? Eric Hosmer is going to say something. Machado is going to say something. But I think Eric, the last year or two, kind of, he was that beginning guy, like you were talking about. He's the reason Machado came here. He's the reason other guys have started looking at the Padres because you've got him. And then he was kind of started everything. But then Machado kind of came here, was the superstar, but then slowly started taking over where Eric was falling off and not playing every day and not hitting as well. And then this year, I think he started off great. He was the reason we won a lot of games in April. Well, the first month or two. And then he just started falling off. And I think he probably just started quiet because, you know, you can't be batting. You can't. I mean, let's face it. The last month he was batting like 200.
Yeah.
And he was a Padre. But you can't be not hitting and not playing and being like, let's go, guys. You got to pick it up. You got to do this and that.
Right.
It's like. Well, who the hell are you to talk? You're not playing. You're not good enough to play. Not saying they didn't respect him or love him, but I think it just slowly transitioned out. So I don't see, as much as everybody misses Eric, it was like already a transitional period the last year or two with Machado kind of being the guy and Eric didn't have to be the guy.
Right. So and they all understand. They all understand it's a business. I mean, you hear that all the time. It's a business. It's a business, and they want
to
win.
Say that because that's when you, as a player, when you go, it's a business. That's you saying "f you" to the front office because I hate you. That's literally how it is. You just say it's a business.
Yeah,
there's not one guy in the game that goes. The only person in the game that really considers and does everything as a business would be Trevor Bauer's banned from the game. We should have a whole episode and talk about him one day. But is Zach Greinke?
He's a weird dude.
Well, because he fired his agent and was like, why do I have to pay this guy a certain like 4 or 5% when I have all the GM's phone numbers and I can just make my own deals.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's the only guy to know to do that.
We watched Christian Vasquez get traded from the Boston Red Sox to the Astros as he was like having batting practice in the Houston ballpark. And then he finds out because the press tells him, hey, you got traded. How do you feel? And he just couldn't even process it yet. And he goes, yeah, it's a business. So that was definitely a big F you.
That's what I'm saying. That's what people say when you say it's a business. You're basically saying F you to the front office. Like, what? You didn't even tell me. So I've been a part of situations where I had for 3 straight years, I thought I was getting traded. And my last year, I thought I was getting traded. I was watching the clicker because everybody's like, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. And then all of a sudden they traded, Mike Adams to the Texas Rangers. And then he ends up bastard going to the World Series twice, but losing twice. But, you know, it was funny because they were like, Mike Adams, you know, I remember the GM telling me, it's like, Mike Adams is off the table. And they were like, they're trying to get a deal done. And the owner was meddling in and goes, what about Adams to get the deal done? And they were like, we thought he was off the table. And what if he's not? So, yeah.
Former teammates on the Padres that is have World Series rings after their tenure with the Padres? I can't think of anyone that does. I don't know if Adrian didn't get one right in Boston.
No, Nick Hundley I think got one in Chicago.
Did he?
I want to say Clay Hensley. He didn't. He wasn't on the roster. I don't think. He was like. Wow. He got there like in September, but or whatever, picked up and they brought him up, but he didn't play in the playoff roster.
Nick Hundley didn't get it. He wasn't even on Chicago.
No, I was talking
San Francisco.
The Giants.
Oh, got it.
He was there so many every other year.
He was there from 2017 to 2018. So
he didn't get one.
Yeah, I can't really think of any of the guys on your team that got one.
Maben got one, I think.
Who was he with?
I don't know, but he's the guy that bounced around. Like every year I saw him like in the playoffs going, damn.
Jake got two with the Giants. He got one with Boston and got one with the Giants.
Yeah, so Jake did. I think Cameron Maben, because Maben was that, I think he got one or two. I'm going to have to look that up, but he for some reason he was like, I would watch him and all of a sudden he'd pitch hit. And I'm like, whoa. So he didn't play all the time, but he pitched hit or pitch run late in the game.
And then I think now Chris Young won one.
Did he?
2015 with Kansas City.
Well, that's right. He was hurt though, wasn't he?
I think he pitched in that because he was a reliever then.
Oh, that's right. They moved him to the bullpen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's quite a few guys. I don't keep track. Sorry.
There's a few. There's not a ton.
Well, there's what? There's three or four guys. That's quite a few to me.
Yeah. But you had a lot of teammates.
Yeah. That's true. It's hard to be like, I was with the Mets and we were rebuilding. Then we had a team that got shipped off to San Diego. And then we had a veteran team. And then we rebuilt for a couple of years. And then we had a young team. We did well. And then I got traded I got free agent. And then I got traded every year after that.
I have a tough question for you and honest answer here. The Padres win a World Series within the next year or two.
Yep.
Is there going to be a little bit of jealousy?
Oh, total jealousy. Because here's the thing. My last year, I tried to sign with the Padres and I even said I would take a minor league to prove my worth. And AJ Preller said no. And it's probably another reason I don't like the guy.
The truth comes out.
Well, that's multiple reasons. Cause that was one reason, but I don't hold that against him, but it's just one of those things that all the, you know, the trades he did early on didn't pan out. And then this, he didn't pan out. The only thing he's ever panned out was right now, this Soto. I mean, you could say.
We still don't even know if it's panned out yet.
You know, you could say Tatis Jr. Great. Well, he was an A-ball guy. You didn't know he was going to pan out. Right. You could say, well, he brought Eric Hosmer. Well, I didn't think Eric Hosmer was going to get $150 million. We threw $150 million. Right. I didn't even think Machado was going to get $300 million. We threw $300 million. I don't think anybody else was offering that.
So it was a 2015 season that you wanted to be in San Diego. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
So that's the year that they went out and spent all that money, got Justin Upton, got Matt Kemp, got Derek Norris, James Shields, all that. So I'm imagining that it's just really bad timing that he wanted to go out and get all these superstars.
But the thing is, I said I would sign a minor league deal. And he was like, no, not even sniffing. There's nothing. Because I even said, you know, I had a bad year, whatnot. I'll go there and rebuild my career. You know, a lot of veteran guys go to the minor leagues. And if they don't do well, they get released in a couple months. If they do well, they get called up if the big club needs it.
Yeah.
I was willing to do something like that. They didn't want to do it. But then that was also the year that they got rid of Bud Black midseason.
Yeah.
So it was just all bad how it went down. Anyway, no, yeah. I'll be jealous because here's the thing. There's two teams. The New York Mets and the San Diego Padres are my two teams. The New York Mets gave me a chance to play pro ball. And the Padres actually gave me a chance in the big leagues where the Mets really didn't give me a chance. And it's just one of those things that, those are the two teams I'm really jealous with because, you know, the reason I retired and hung up baseball is because I had some offers in 16 to go and play, but I wanted to be home for the kids. I wanted to be home for the family. My son's going off to college this year. He's my third out of four. And part of me wants to go coach, but then the other part of me is like, well, if I go coach, I'm going to be gone for 7 months out of the year, not really see my kids grow. And, you know, I have one more and I don't want him to think any less of me it's like, well, you were just home for the other ones.
Yeah.
So, and then also having a daughter with special needs, she's 20, she turns 21 next year. And, she doesn't want me to go play baseball.
Right. Right.
She doesn't want me to coach.
Well,
because she misses me having, I used to take her to school every day and pick her up and do stuff with her. So
yep.
Anyway,
family first.
I really want to, I'm looking to coach high school or college locally. Yeah, it's just one of those things that I miss the game. I want to be part of the game. I got all this knowledge for the game. It's fun doing the podcast, but I'd love being really teaching guys how to do, how to pitch, how to play, how to think. A lot of guys don't think anymore. They have all those cheat sheets or whatnot, but I'll be definitely jealous. I'll go to China and get one of those fake, you know, Padre World Series rings in a year.
Yeah. No, I would be jealous too if like my high school or my college
team or your professional team, the team that you like love that became, you know, is, I feel like people knows me as a San Diego Padre more than a New York Met, and it's fun. It really is. And I wish them the best, and I'd love to be a part of that organization somehow, someday, maybe in a couple of years.
We're going to make it happen.
You know, hopefully, you never know.
We'll make it happen.
Before maybe we close you and out, we can be a radio broadcaster or something. We could do that. In a couple of years, we'll be those guys on the radio talking.
I would love nothing more.
Definitely have faces for radio.
Totally. All right.
Your girlfriend probably wouldn't agree with me on that one.
With that being said, though, speaking of commentators, before we close this out, rest in peace, Vin Scully. I know that you made a tweet earlier today as well. I'm sure he had an impact on you.
I have a video of Vince Scully saying, opening day, I strike the side out against the Dodgers in San Diego in 2009. I was closer, Trevor Hoffman was gone. And they said, goodbye, Trevor Hoffman. San Diego, welcome Heath Bell. This guy is a force to be reckoned with. Those are his words. And
that's awesome.
It was like, dude, he really said that. And they recorded it for me.
The legendary
just gave me chills, still giving me chills just thinking about it right now, because there's two iconic broadcasters, Vince Scully and Harry Carey, that just have a voice that if you hear the voice, it brings you back to wherever you were as a child listening to them. And there's not too many voices out there that really do that.
Yeah.
And there's probably only four or five in the whole league that on teams that could say, I remember when so-and-so said this, you know, Vince Scully, all the stuff he used to say is funny because he used to make some stuff up, but it was somewhat true. Cause like I did mini triathlons when I was in the minors to kind of stay in shape. Cause my cousin got me into them, and he used to said I did full on triathlons and Ironmans like in Hawaii and stuff. And I'm like, those were during the summer, but hey, great. You know, I just did the smaller versions. But
you gonna get back into it?
I gotta lose a couple pounds and then maybe I'll get back into it. So I get back into it, you gotta do it with me.
Hey, I'd be down.
Would you?
I would. I'm always up for a challenge.
All right, I'll plan on doing one next year.
All right. We'll see if I make it work my schedule.
Yeah.
Next year's kind of soon. I really gotta mentally prepare for that. I need maybe like a couple years of mental preparation.
Okay, next year.
Okay. Yeah, but no, we lost a great one for sure. I was watching the game the other night, and Don Ursula was talking about how Vince Scully, when he was at a crossroads, told him to go to San Diego and be our commentator. So thank you for that, Vin. But yeah, Padres, we're back on track. Let's get this World Series. I could taste it. I could smell it.
I feel like we're definitely a playoff contention team now. And it's so I can't express myself over the mic, but it's
a real deal.
We're definitely a playoff team now.
Yep.
I was worried that we're not making the playoffs. Now I believe if everything goes right,
all in,
we're definitely better than the Dodgers, I believe, right now.
All in, baby.
So,
all right, Pods, let's get it done, baby. This is Ring the Bell Pods Talk. I'm Nick Kreider. That's Heath Bell.
Go Padres.
Go Padres, baby.